This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. authorities on Saturday were trying to find out what drove an airline worker to steal an empty airplane from Seattle's airport. It only ended when he crashed it into a sparsely populated island. Authorities say Horizon Air employee Richard Russell took one of the company's planes with no passenger or crew on board at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. He took the aircraft off and performed several stunts in it before crashing it on a nearby sparsely populated island in the Puget Sound. Brad Tilden is the CEO of Alaska Air Group, Horizon's parent company.
He was a background check. There was a couple of different criminal background checks we run on our employees. He had a CETA badge with the Port of Seattle, so that's another. He worked his shift yesterday. We believe he was in uniform.
The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board and the FBI are investigating the case. Officials have ruled out any link to terrorism in this incident. A key supporter of President Donald Trump, New York Congressman Chris Collins, has suspended his re-election campaign for Congress. As AP's Julie Walker reports, Collins is fighting charges of insider trading.
In a statement, the Republican congressman says, "After extensive discussions with my family and friends over the last few days, I've decided it's in the best interest of my constituents, the Republican Party, and President Trump's agenda to suspend my campaign for re-election." Chris Collins was indicted Wednesday on charges he used insider information about a biotech company to make illicit stock trades. At the time, he vowed to remain on the ballot and denied any wrongdoing. Now he says he'll finish his term as he fights the charges. Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News. A last-minute technical problem Saturday delayed NASA's unprecedented flight to the sun. The launch countdown was halted with 1 minute 55 seconds remaining because of a helium pressure problem. Rice Space Institute Director David Alexander says getting to the sun is a crucial part of a manned mission to Mars.
And so if we can understand the physical processes that happen back at the sun, we'll have a better sense of what the radiation environment might be, and then a better idea of how to protect the astronauts from that radiation environment.
Rocket maker United Launch Alliance said it would try the launch again Sunday, provided the helium pressure issue can be resolved quickly. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has warned that his country can trade in currencies other than the dollar because of the ongoing crisis between Ankara and Washington. Speaking to supporters Saturday, Erdogan said Turkey can just as easily trade with China, Russia, and other nations. He said, "I'm calling on those in America again. Shame on you. Shame on you. You're exchanging your strategic partner in NATO for a priest." The Turkish lira lost 14% of its value to the dollar on Friday. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to increase tariffs on Turkish steel and aluminum if Ankara does not release a U.S. pastor who is under house arrest. A suicide blast in southwestern Pakistan Saturday injured at least 6 people, including 3 Chinese engineers, while unknown gunmen killed 3 policemen in a northern region that borders China. Authorities in Baluchistan province confirmed a team of Chinese workers was returning from a mining project when a bomber detonated his explosives-laden vehicle near their bus. Separately, Pakistani officials in the northern Gilgit-Baltistan region, which borders China, said that a group of heavily armed terrorists assaulted a police post early Saturday morning and killed at least 3 security personnel. The Indonesian Air Force on Saturday delivered 90 tons of aid to the earthquake-affected island of Lombok. The aid included food, medicine, tents, and blankets, which will be distributed in affected areas. Nearly 400 people died as a result of last Sunday's earthquake. Several hundred thousand people have been left without homes. And fires continued to burn across California on Saturday, with one fire being 60% contained near Mendocino. Thousands of people also faced evacuation in Southern California. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.